Occasionally, an event occurs of such significance that it forever changes the way you perceive life itself, as though a veil has been lifted and the clarity and purpose of your life become obvious. In November of 1993, such an event occurred for my family and I. I was one of the Native American children adopted at birth and removed from the reservation system. As fate would have it, I was raised by a wonderful family and grew up in Southwest Minnesota. I lost both adoptive parents in 1987. It was then that my wife, Kathy, discovered my adoption papers that had been hidden for years. On Thanksgiving Day, 1993, I was reunited with my biological Lakota family. Neither of us had known the other had existed all those years. So began our incredible journey back into Native America. This is our story. Welcome to Hidden Heritage, positive stories from across Native America. Today, we embark on a journey into the heart of the Lakota culture, exploring the profound significance of the giveaway ceremony. Recently, I attended a funeral for a friend. It was held on one of the Native American Indian reservations of South Dakota. The service was held for a local family member who was well known throughout the community, and the attendance was quite large. The service was different in many ways from the funerals that I had attended in my life before I was reunited with my biological Lakota family, and that was at the age of 38. The service itself was quite lengthy, almost 4 hours, which included multiple remembrances from friends and family, musical interludes from 3 different American Indian drum groups, and finally, at the end, a giveaway was held. It's the giveaway that I would like to talk about here today. I recall attending my first powwow. It was the summer of 1994. Just shortly after our homecoming, which was over Thanksgiving weekend of 1993. I was mesmerized by the drum beats and the circular style of dance. The powwow went on all day over the better part of 3 days. Everyone in the small community danced freely, including tiny tots, youth, adults, and elders. The powwow was competition-based, but many times the contest was suspended temporarily, and there was an intertribal dance. This is when anyone could dance for a song or two, including tribal and non-tribal participants. There were never very many visitors from the outside world, as I recall. In the middle of the second day, the announcer said that following this next dance, there would be a giveaway. I remember asking one of my new family members what a giveaway was. 2 small elderly women sitting just behind me began to giggle at the inquiry, and I overheard one say to the other, "Boy, we sure have a lot to teach this new one." The Lakota giveaway ceremony is also known as a wasipi. It is a time-honored tradition deeply rooted in the values of generosity, community, and interconnectedness. For the Lakota people, giving is not just an act of charity, but a sacred expression of gratitude and the cycle of giving and receiving. Originating from the Plains tribes of North America, particularly the Lakota or Sioux, the giveaway ceremony is a community gathering where individuals come together to share their blessings with others. This tradition holds immense spiritual and social importance, embodying the fundamental principles of the Lakota virtues. At the heart of the giveaway ceremony lies the concept of living in a good way or walking the red road. This concept encompasses a holistic understanding of well-being and extends beyond the individual to encompass the entire community and the natural world. The ceremony typically begins with a heartfelt invocation, offering prayers of thanksgiving to the Creator for the abundance bestowed upon the community. Participants then present gifts, ranging from practical items like blankets and clothing, to symbolic offerings such as sacred artifacts or handmade crafts. What sets the giveaway ceremony apart is its emphasis on giving without expectation of anything in return. Each gift is given freely, without attachment or obligation, fostering a spirit of abundance and mutual support within the community. For the Lakota people, the act of giving is not just a gesture of material generosity, but a profound spiritual practice. It is a way of honoring the connection of all beings and acknowledging the blessings that flow through each individual. In the traditional way, which is practiced to this day, after a significant life-changing event, such as a death of a loved one, or the safe return of someone from the military service, a family or survivor would hold a giveaway ceremony. This event held great significance as it was in honor of and for the remembrance of that individual. In earlier days, a family would be known to give away many or all of their personal items of ownership, including tools, food, and even sometimes livestock. This gesture of kindness reinforced several important life virtues. First, it reminded the individual the pitfalls of materialism and the burden of overpossession. It aided an individual in the quest for detachment of such things at several of the most important times of life. Secondly, it taught the young ones the virtue of kindness and giving, demonstrating how others in need would benefit from this gesture of kindness. And finally, after giving away all or most material possessions, the community slowly began to give back needed things to the individual who had given away all their possessions earlier. The cycle of giving and receiving was a healthy and spiritual process that is not practiced with the same intensity in the outside world. It wasn't just the wealthy or those who had more than others who gave freely and willingly. It was the entire community engaging in this virtuous cycle of giving and receiving, reminding the community of both the joy of giving and the humility of receiving. A short time after attending that first powwow, something suddenly struck me. After the loss of both of my parents, my brother and I, along with other family members, decided to clear out our parents' belongings that they had accumulated over the course of their lives. It was common back in our community to hold a public auction, and so we gathered up all the items for sale. I felt uncomfortable with the idea, but we went ahead anyway. When the time came for the auction, Kathy had asked me if I was going to be going. I thought about this for a while and I said, no, I would not. Deep down, I knew I would have a hard time seeing many or all of those things go for sale. At the last minute, I decided to go anyway, so Kathy and I got in the car and headed for the Armory building, where the auction was already in progress. There was a light rain, and just as we turned the corner to enter the building, a young boy came running out with his mother in close pursuit just behind him. He was wearing my dad's Sunday go-to-church hat, which was about 5 sizes too big for him. As he ran out into the rain, the hat fell off and into the street gutter, as both mother and son continued on their way without stopping. I grabbed the hat from the rain-filled gutter and turned to Kathy, and I said, you know, that's why I didn't want to come here. I cleaned off the hat, kept it, and went back home without going in to see the rest of that auction. When the dust had settled, my brother and I split the proceeds from the auction 50-50. I honestly can't remember how much it was or what we used the money for, In any event, the lesson was that without any deeper purpose, the sale of goods had very little meaning and less value than we cared to admit. That's when it occurred to me that day after the powwow. Oh, how I wished I had known about the full meaning and purpose of a giveaway. If we had only given those items away to those in actual need. Those who received would have been so grateful, and we who had given would have felt the joy that comes from such kindness. And the items would have lived on with more meaning and memory for all. It seems as though I had missed the boat. I wondered how it could be that I had grown into full adulthood, with wonderful parents, went to a great school, had a good job, and felt I was a good father and husband. And somehow I had no concept of this giveaway ceremony. Somehow I had been programmed on the foundation of profit and the accumulation of wealth. Charity was certainly in the equation, but not without the significance that I had seen at the powwow during that giveaway ceremony. As we conclude this exploration of the Lakota giveaway ceremony, I'd like to reflect on the timeless wisdom that it imparts. In a world often characterized by scarcity and competition, the tradition of giving freely reminds us of the abundance that lies within each of us and the transformative power of generosity in building strong, resilient communities. Thank you for joining us on this journey of discovery. Until next time, may we walk the good path and follow the red road. I'm Paul LaRush, and you've been listening to Hidden Heritage.